JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, high school students receive scholarships from PAEF, and later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Driver, you can't go around them.
Lady, I don't buy a license this year.
But me have reached NHT before them close or me late with my mortgage.
Relax yourself. Use your phone, download the NHT app, pay your mortgage, and you're gone clear.
Pardon me phone?
Yes! NHT is now on your Android phone. Check your mortgage, pay contributions, and much more right where you are. Download today.
NHT, the key to your home.
21 high school students in St. Catharines have received well-needed financial assistance for their back-to-school expenses. The students received scholarships worth a total of $315,000 from the Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Fund, PAEF, at a ceremony put on by the organization last week. Executive Director of the Foundation, Pauline Gregory Lewis, says the provision of scholarships is a key component of meeting the mandate of promoting youth development.
We were instructed from the get-go to focus our attention on the children, and nearly 5 years plus on, we have continued our focus in this area, making the lives of the nation's children, albeit in one parish, a little more bearable.
Founded in January 2014, the Poverty Alleviation and Empowerment Foundation uses multi-sectoral initiatives in its effort to break the cycle of poverty. The PAEF also facilitates vocational training programs for residents in fields such as apiculture and poultry rearing, with assistance from the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, the Bodles Research Center, Food for the Poor, and other corporate entities.
Our children are the future of our country, and one of the Vision 2030 goals is that all children will have equal opportunities to develop their potential through access to the best care, affection, and protection. So do not neglect our children. Love them and grow them in the right way. For more information, visit vision2030.gov.jm or find out more on Facebook when you like the Vision 2030 Jamaica page. You may also call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 876-960-0000.
Parents, are you ready for back to school? Wondering what to expect for your child this academic year? Well, here's your opportunity to get informed. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information invites you to the Region 4 Parent Sensitization Session, Thursday, August 23, at the Montego Bay High School Auditorium in St. James at 2:30 p.m. Get answers about early childhood transformation, the no tuition fee policy, PEP, the National Standards Curriculum, and so much more. Hear how you can contribute to education and school development. That's the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information's Parent Sensitization Session at the Montego Bay High School Auditorium at 2:30 p.m. on August 23. See you there.
It's now time for a Glimpses of Jamaica segment, using sugar for browning.
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich black color. And it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
Before we go, representatives from First Angels Jamaica will visit JS Radio Studio 58A this week to discuss how to make your startup attractive to investors. Tune in this Thursday at 11 a.m. on the Jamaica Information Service Facebook page and watch it live. Don't forget to send in questions and comments. That's all the time we have for today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight the journey Roundabout JA with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, and for producer Andre Skeen, I'm Twyla Whelan. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.